Visitors to Centennial Beach in Sawa Senator can now get real-time parking availability information and will also soon be able to enjoy an alcoholic beverage on the beach area. Metro Vancouver has started its pilot project on parking capacity at Boundary Bay Regional Park and Iona Beach Regional Park. A report to the Regional Parks Committee said the new parking project will help people make better decisions about when to access the park, what mode of transportation to use, and whether to consider visiting other parks if the parking lot is full. At completion of the pilot project, regional parks will look at other parks that could benefit from this technology in the future. Learnings from this project will be used to inform changes to how Metro Vancouver addresses parking capacity issues across the system, the report explained. A video camera with analytical capabilities will detect the number of vehicles entering and exiting the park, and as the camera counts vehicles, the system will calculate current parking lot capacity, which will be displayed in the online platform in real time. https://metrovancouver.org/services/regional-parks/park/boundary-bay-regional-park. While the system uses artificial intelligence and predictive analytical tools to provide real-time parking suggestions to the public, the camera will not use any form of facial recognition or collect any personal information, such as license plate numbers. Meanwhile, Metro Vancouver's board recently approved necessary bylaw amendments to allow another pilot project to proceed, one that permits the public to consume alcohol in designated areas at 6 regional parks, including Centennial Beach at Boundary Bay Regional Park. Signage will be installed at each of the sites to inform park visitors where the designated areas are located, but alcohol sales are not permitted. Public intoxication and underage drinking remain illegal. Signage at waterfront locations will have messaging that swimming and alcohol don't mix. The pilot program will run from Friday, June 28, to Monday, October 14, 2024, with alcohol consumption permitted during park hours during the duration of the program. The province has jurisdiction over possession and consumption of liquor, and the Liquor Control and Licensing Act makes it unlawful for people to possess open liquor or consume it in a number of places, including parks, that are not private places. However, the province has delegated authority to regional districts and other local governments to, by bylaw, designate a public place where liquor may be consumed, and prescribed how it must be done. Last year, the City of Delta expanded the number of public parks that can have designated areas for public consumption of alcohol, also making it year-round.